And we begin first with football. On Saturday, the Czech national squad drew 0-0 with Peru in the Three Nation Brewery-sponsored Kirin Cup in Japan. The Czech squad, lackluster and missing several regular starters, played a sloppier first half with the exception of goalkeeper Petr Čech, who was sharp and denied the Peruvians to keep the score at zero, stopping a ball by Luis Advincula from close range. Soon after, the Czechs created their first scoring chance when Tomáš Nesid moved up but was brought down at the edge of the area. The Czech team then played better in the second, but it was Peru who came close again when Farfán headed the ball to the post. Peru ended the tournament with 2 points and two draws. The Czech Republic faced the title holders Japan in the final match in Yokohama on Tuesday. Despite the less-than-inspiring performance in Japan, there was at least some good news for the Czech squad at the weekend regarding qualifying for Euro 2012. The team got a boost from Minnows Liechtenstein unexpectedly when that team beat Lithuania 2-0, their first win since October 2007. The upset should improve the Czech squad's chances of securing second spot in Group I, from which it may be possible to qualify either directly for the tournament or by winning a preliminary playoff. Powerhouse Spain topped the group with 15 points, followed by the Czechs with 9, Scotland and Latvia 4, and Liechtenstein with 3. In other football news, Viktoria Žižkov at the weekend secured second spot in the second division with a win over Most, meaning the club will return to the top division, the Gambrinus Liga, next season. The team defeated Most 1-0, leading players to crack open the champagne afterwards. Žižkov becomes the second Prague club to return to the top flight following Dukla. The capital is home to 3 other teams in the league, Sparta, Slavia, and Bohemians 1905. While all eyes were on the French Open at the weekend, back in the Czech Republic, tennis fans were able to watch an historic exhibition match in mixed doubles between legendary former players Ivan Lendl and Hana Manlíková against Jana Novotná and Miloš Mečíš, playing in the final game of the UniCredit Czech Open. Lendl and Manlíková were downed in the tiebreak, losing 6-5. Mečíš afterwards recalled that in his professional career, he had only ever beaten Lendl once, but he gave most of the credit this time to his doubles partner. Lendl, meanwhile, told reporters that he was looking forward to a repeat next year. Speaking of legends, hockey goalie Dominik Hašek, who played in the NHL, the Czech Hockey League, and most recently the KHL in Russia, is taking a year off in search of adventure in the mountain bike saddle. The goalie, who has 2 Stanley Cup rings and a gold medal from Nagano 98, is planning to bike in Kamchatka and Patagonia. That doesn't mean that the player is calling it quits where hockey is concerned, though. Hašek has already made clear he plans to train, prepare, and return to hockey in the 2012-2013 season. The Czech media noted that the goalie, famous for a floppy goaltending style, was training again just days into his break. He'll be 47 years old at the time of his planned return. That's all the sport for today.